Michael Fay calls himself a nature boy. He's made a career of exploring the globe in the name of environmental protection, sponsored by organizations like National Geographic and the Wildlife Conservation Society. In September 1999, Fay, then in his early 40s, set out on the Mega Transect, a 15-month survey of plants and wildlife that would take him more than 3,000 kilometers on foot across the forests of West Central Africa's Congo Basin. When he set out with about a dozen pygmy guides to walk across the Congo and Gabon, most people thought he was on an impossible mission.
You know, we were like an epic voyage out there. Every day you have to find food for 13 people. You have to keep everyone healthy. You have to be the mother, the father, the coach, everybody for all these guys.
Fay was making the journey to gather information about the plants and animals of the last pristine forests in West Central Africa. He wanted to draw international attention to the rich biological diversity being threatened by commercial logging. But he admits the local people on his team didn't really know what they were signing up for.
And they certainly got depressed after 3 or 4 months out on the trail. So I had to switch teams about halfway through because these guys were just burned out, basically.
At one point during their voyage, they stopped at a small village. Fay warned his companions not to drink the water because of the risk of disease.
And sure enough, one of the pygmies gets hepatitis like probably 2 or 3 weeks later. And the first reaction of those guys to something like that is to scarify them with razor blades and bleed them, you know, to get the bad blood out. And so here we've got this highly infectious guy who all of a sudden everybody's touching his blood. And I just had these nightmares of the whole crew getting hepatitis.
Fay says it took about a week to carry the sick man to a river where they used a dugout canoe to transport him to safety. Using a satellite-based positioning system, digital cameras, and a laptop computer, Fay documented his experiences, good and bad, during his long trek through the forest. Fay crossed rivers, hacked through dense underbrush, and slogged through deep, muddy swamps. Along the way, he saw an enormous variety of wildlife, from elephants to aardvarks to gorillas. He also came across roads and bulldozers, where logging companies were cutting down the forest. Fay collected samples, took photographs, and compiled a detailed description of, as he puts it, every pile of dung, every tree, every cry of a chimpanzee along his route. He sent occasional dispatches describing the trip to one of his funders, the National Geographic Society, which published his accounts online.
It was hard, but we didn't lose a single person, and it was an expedition of a lifetime for sure.
Fay says for him, the risk and hardship were worth it. The knowledge that came out of his trip and the attention it drew to the rich biodiversity of the Congo Basin spurred the creation of 13 national parks in Gabon, which placed more than 4 million hectares of forest into protected status.
And those parks are still very much protected and real. And logging, just like I thought, has completely surrounded every single one of those parks in the interim. So if we didn't do it when we did it, none of that forest would have been saved from logging.
After he finished the Mega Transect in 2000, Fay rented an apartment in Washington, D.C., intending to write up his findings. But after sleeping outdoors in the forest for so long, Fay says he had a hard time readjusting to city life.
I spent one night in this apartment, and I immediately just fled, you know, and I went to Rock Creek Park, which is the big national park in the middle of Washington, D.C., and it was like, oh my God, you know, this is perfect. This is beautiful. I can sleep outside. The birds are here. There's deer. There's trees. You know, it's forest cover. And I thought, you know, why would I ever want to live inside?
Since returning from his expedition across the Congo Basin, Mike Fay has conducted other large-scale surveys of biodiversity. His latest, in 2007, took him on a 3,000-kilometer hike through California's redwood forests. Not bad for a guy in his early 50s. And no matter where he is, Fay says he still avoids sleeping indoors if he can help it. For VOA News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis.